The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December 30th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. The most sweeping anti-money laundering reform in decades could die this week, depending on whether the U.S. Senate is able to override President Trump's veto of the defense spending bill.
The Corporate Transparency Act, part of the larger National Defense Authorization Act, would require shell companies to declare the name of any person with a significant ownership stake. Clark Gascoigne with the Financial Accountability and Corporate Transparency Coalition says criminals use anonymous shell companies to launder hundreds of billions of dollars a year through the U.S. economy.
A host of bad actors utilize these anonymous shell companies to carry out their crimes and launder the proceeds with impunity. And for the first time ever, we're going to be putting an end to that.
He says American shell companies are routinely used by rogue nations to undermine national security and evade sanctions. They're also used by corrupt individuals to evade taxes or pay bribes, and by human traffickers or drug cartels to conceal their crimes. For Public News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who chairs the House Financial Services Committee, has championed the legislation and pushed it to have it included in the defense bill. Meantime, CNN reports Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation Tuesday to combine two additional demands from President Donald Trump to an expansion of direct stimulus payments as part of the COVID-19 relief package. Shortly before he adjourned the Senate Tuesday, McConnell introduced a bill that would combine increased direct payments with a repeal of the online liability protections, commonly known as Section 230, and the establishment of a commission to study voter fraud. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York called the bill a cynical gambit and said it would serve as a blatant attempt to ensure that $2,000 direct payments are not signed into a law. Massachusetts now on the verge of joining 36 other states that have independent civilian-led commissions in charge of decertifying police officers who violate conduct standards.
An updated police reform bill is now in the House of Representatives after state senators last week agreed to a pair of amendments that Governor Charlie Baker said would prevent a veto. One scales back a ban on law enforcement use of facial recognition software. Another removes regulatory power over use of force standards from a civilian-led commission. Yvonne Espinosa-Madrigal, with Lawyers for Civil Rights in Boston, says the changes could allow instances of police misconduct to continue unchecked.
There's a concern that Governor Charlie Baker's amendments are really designed to dilute key provisions in the police reform bill. For example, the standards and definitions of what constitutes use of force.
I'm Lily Bolke.
This is PNS. An investigation into drug seizure accounts in Ohio reveals a lot of money is kept outside of public view.
Law Enforcement Trust Fund or LEFT accounts are funded from cash seized in police raids. And research done by journalists with Eye on Ohio finds many counties have established LEFT accounts outside of the county, which don't require expenses to cross the county auditor's desk for approval and payment. Vinton County Auditor Cindy Waugh contends that removes a layer of accountability.
It's basically up to the prosecutor and sheriff. You would hope using good judgment what they spend this money on. But one of the caveats that's written in there is drug education.
While disagreed with outgoing county prosecutor Tricia Kims Brown's spending of LEFT funds, which included a car for a high school anti-drug program contest and $100 checks written to kids in 4-H after the fair was canceled in the pandemic. Kims Brown says her goal was to encourage pro-social activities.
There's good things who come to kids who are drug-free. There's good things who come to kids who participate in programs.
While some argue the guidelines on outside accounts are too loose, the Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association says transparency and oversight are sufficient. Mary Sherman reporting. This story was produced with original reporting from Bonnie Jean Feldkamp for Eye on Ohio, the Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism. It is funded in part by the Ohio News Media Foundation and the George Gunn Foundation and produced in association with media in the public interest.
More folks in Kentucky living with multiple chronic conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and asthma. That's according to a nationwide report that looks at key markers of health. The research indicates chronic diseases can put people at a higher risk for severe COVID-19 illness. Dr. Rhonda Randall of United Healthcare says diseases that require long-term medical attention are also linked to a shorter life expectancy.
Years lost before the age of 75 And Kentucky is ranked 47th in the nation for the premature death rate.
Nationwide, the report found overall the rates of heart disease dropped by 7% between 2018 and 2019. Finally, Mark Richardson tells us while the $900 billion pandemic relief package should be a welcome assist for struggling Utah families, a coalition that works to fight hunger in the state says it's only a small step toward bringing their lives back to normal.
Gina Cornea, director of Utahns Against Hunger, says thousands of families devastated by the COVID-19 crisis will need sustained assistance to fully recover.
Even though we now have a couple of vaccines that will be available, it's not going to be available to everybody all at once. So through the rest of the winter, the spring, and the summer, families are going to continue to need assistance. Individuals are going to continue to need assistance.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations across the nation and online at publicnewsservice.org.